Hello?
Hi, is this Geraldine Hinkle?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, and I am conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
All right.
I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote on the November's general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? What are the chances, 50-50, or will not probably vote?
Yeah, definitely vote.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or as a Republican or as independent?
Independent.
What is your age?
86.
Just to be sure, we're representing everyone. May I ask your race?
I told you, 86.
No, your race, not age. My bad.
Oh, I'm white.
Thinking white about the direction of the country, what the country is headed to. Generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you very feel unfavorable towards them, and a 0 means that you are very cold and unfavorable towards them, and a 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold about
now,
them. Go ahead.
What's the numbers again? If you're favorably, what would I say?
Zero is not favorable. 100 is favorable, and 50 is just nothing. It doesn't make
okay.
a difference. Democrats
right.
in Congress.
Zero. Does that mean I think they're doing terrible?
Okay, no, it's fine. It's your opinion. Lori Chavez.
Who?
Lori Chavez.
Don't know who it is.
Okay, Trump's project 2025.
Trump's project?
Yeah, Trump's project 2025, like his agenda.
100%.
Okay. MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans.
100%.
Donald Trump.
100%.
Joe Biden.
Zero.
Kamala Harris.
Zero.
Janelle Bynum.
I don't know that one.
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, about 50.
If the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today, will you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or someone else?
Donald Trump, hope.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Vine? Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Gotcha.
Republican. Sorry.
Even though you are now supporting Janelle Vine, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Vine? Small chance? Just a very slight chance or no chance at all that you may support?
No chance at all. Did
Do
you say
approve
Biden?
Or disapprove? Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president right now?
Disapprove.
Do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez is handling her job right now as a member of Congress?
I don't know that one. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Now I will tell you some statements about Janelle Bynum. She works for the Congress. Janelle Bynum's opponent says that she's a soft on crime liberal who works in Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release thousands of criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for the police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's family safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez to distract from her stream record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon's families. Chavez supports national abortion ban even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez has voted to cut Social Security, Medicare, strip health care protection away from Oregonians, and cut taxes for billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard this information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The
Republican. Yeah. Okay. Now I just got some statements that I will read out to you. The options to answer are great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all. Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. She voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than Oregon seniors who've earned their retirement benefits. Do you think of that statement as a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Do I agree with it? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Not at all, or a great deal? No.
Not at all.
Chavez, whose stream project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government, the plan calls for a nationwide ban abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, as we know, rolls back LGBTQ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez is a vote to undermine our democracy. What do you think of that statement?
I think that's true.
That's true? Great deal?
Great deal.
Okay. Lori Chavez has cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police. She voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22% and making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigation to stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement, and at the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks through on crime, but it's doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. What do you think of that one? Great deal or not at all?
Well, I don't think that's what Trump's, I don't think that's what they want at all.
Not at all.
No, I mean.
Right. It's only statements. We're almost done. Chavez and Trump, Chavez stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator one day. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military on our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he's win, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those that are trying to end our democracy. What do you think of that statement? Not at all. Great deal.
You read it so fast, I can't even hardly hear it.
Okay, no problem. Let me adjust this one. So it pretty much says that Trump is threatened to become a dictator, and he will prosecute politicians enemies in the future, and there will be no more voting. Not true, not at all.
That's not true.
Okay, Lori Chavez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate, and she said she supported a woman's rights to choose, but in Washington she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights and not break their promise to Oregon women. Great deal. Right. Not at all.
Great deal.
Okay. All right. Last statement here. Chavez is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which will cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more people than 1,000 teachers, and eliminate health care coverage for 100,000 and working Americans. Instead of making billionaire pay tax, they help them cheat on their safe share because they fund her party's campaign. What do you think of that one? Not at all great deal.
Not at all, I think. I don't know. I don't know which way you want me to go. I think she's gone.
Nope.
I think she's worthless. She's bad.
Right. Now I'm going to ask you again, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat, Lori Chavez or Democrat Jeanine Bynum?
I got to vote for – was the Republican the bad one?
Republican is Lori Chavez. I can't really tell you which one are the bad ones or not. It's up to you which party you want to vote for, Republican or Democrat.
I don't know, but I would have to read it again, and I don't know who I would vote for.
Undecided? Okay.
Yes.
Even though you say you are undecided, if you had to decide, which candidate will you lean towards, Republican or Democrat, regarding of your party? Still undecided?
All right. Republican. God.
Gotcha. Last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
2 years of college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. I was clicking on widow. My bad. Do you have any children that are 18 or less living under your household?
No.
Okay. Are you or were anyone in your household a member of Union Employee Association?
No.
If in the 2020 president election, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great evening. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.